let Coach get settled there, and let's start it out with Stephen Means from Cleveland.com. Stephen.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great. Thanks.
Last year, it seemed like you guys, just based off because of what the year was and your time, I mean, you got here and then COVID and all that stuff. You guys had a lack of options based off just personnel of what you guys, who you could put out on the field, who you felt comfortable with. I know Stephen and Cam didn't do a lot this spring, but just that also gave some opportunities to some of these young guys like Legend and Lathan and Cam Martinez to just get opportunities and Ryan Watts to get out on the field. How much more comfortable are you and how much more at ease are you heading into fall camp just about what your options are from a personnel standpoint of what you can put on the field?
We're much, much more comfortable. We have significantly more depth in the back end. It's a great experience for those kids this spring. A lot of young kids getting a lot of reps. And you don't want guys to be injured. And at the same time, it afforded the opportunity for us to really coach some depth in the back end. So it's so much different than where we were a year ago, just in numbers and in depth across the board in the back end.
All righty, let's go next to Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Gary, it seems like at times it's kind of easy to get lost in the shuffle there in the secondary with as many bodies as you have there. But how much easier, I guess, is, for lack of a better term, has it been to evaluate some of these younger guys while the older veterans that you already kind of know what they can bring are not on the field all the time? How much easier does that make it to evaluate guys like Cam and then the freshmen?
Yeah, I think they got to play. You know, we had, I think, 10 defensive backs that were over 450 reps in spring. Of team type reps, which is awesome. And so those guys had a great chance to play coverage, to play in addition to all of the individual work, right? That those are team reps. That's not 7-on-7. That's not 1-on-1s against the best wide receivers in the country. It's all of those things that you need to develop your skill set. They were able to get an awful lot of work.
All right, let's go next to Bill Landis from The Athletic.
Hey, Kerry, I know you had some guys out at the inside linebacker positions this spring, and your numbers maybe were a little lighter there. So was the idea of playing more of that hybrid guy in place of the Sam because of that, or is this the direction you'd like to see the defense go moving forward with kind of playing a safety linebacker hybrid more in that Sam spot than a traditional Sam linebacker?
No, that's a great question, Bill. I think that what we want to do is get our best 11 guys on the field. And I think that you have to evaluate who's healthy, who's able, and who's capable to play. And I think that what spring allowed us to do was to just continue to develop options along those lines. And it was unfortunate that we had some injuries at linebacker, but it gave us the opportunity to put some different kids in some different spots, which I think, again, lends itself to depth in the fall. And so, not ideal all the time. Some guys playing in the box that haven't played there before, but I think that doesn't do anything but serve us well going forward.
Hey, next up, we'll go to Dave Biddle, 24/7. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Dave.
Ryan Watts is a very tall corner at 6'3". You've coached a lot of tall corners, you know, guys like Eli Apple and many others, you know, Jeff Okuda. I don't know if you've ever coached a corner this tall. Just what stands out about him other than his height, and what do you expect out of him this fall, Kerry?
Yeah, he had a great spring, over 500 reps. He is tall. He's the tallest corner that I've ever coached, but he's able to transition his body in short space quickness. He's got long speed. Because of that length, I think getting his hands on receivers at the line of scrimmage will be of paramount importance to him. And then his ability to have range in zone. You know, sometimes when you have that big wingspan, you can get your hands on balls. And so those taller guys can also do that in zone coverage. So I thought it was a very good and productive spring for Ryan. I'm excited for him in the fall.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All righty, next we'll go to Bill Rabinowitz from the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Bill.
You seem pretty confident with the DBs. I want to ask you about the linebackers. Obviously, Dallas wasn't there. Mitchell Milton got hurt. How comfortable do you feel with them, and specifically guys like Taraja and Kayvon and their development right now?
Yeah, I thought that what happened to those guys was they had the opportunity to have so many reps at really multiple spots because of the injury that their development was really significant. And so Tommy had a very good spring. Cody had a very good spring. And then the two kids you mentioned, Kayvon and Taraja, they played the best football that I've seen them play since they've been Buckeyes. So that core of four guys had the opportunity to get a lot of work, and so I'm excited for them. And then it also gave Reed Carrico the opportunity to be on the field, you know, much more than you would have expected him to be. And so their opportunities were great. They handled them well, and I'm looking forward to watching them play in the fall.
Thanks,
Ernie. Right, next, we'll go to Tony Gerdeman, Buckeye Scoop.
Gary, you got a couple of cornerbacks coming in this summer. What have you, how is that process going with J.K. and Jordan, and how much are you talking to them, keeping them up to speed on what to expect?
Yeah, those kids have done a great job of staying connected, learning the playbook. It's not the same. You know, we experienced that last year. You're not learning on Zoom the same way that you're learning in person. And anybody who says that you are is kidding themselves. And there's no substitute for on-the-field activity. At the same time, Chris Fenelon with our strength staff is monitoring those guys and working with them on the workout plans and those kind of things. And obviously, the coaches, Coach Barnes, has done extensive work with those guys, getting them prepared. I'm excited for them to get here. Their learning curve is going to be like this. When they do arrive, it's going to have to be intense and fast, and we got to get them ready. But again, I think there are kids that can help and can contribute, all three of those kids, somehow, some way in the fall. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, I think that the depth in the back end is going to help us. So having kids who can run and having kids who can cover and having kids who can play so that a corner doesn't take 78 snaps in a game, so that we can rotate guys and keep guys fresh and keep moving them along. Same thing at the safety spots. And being able to play fresh guys, I think, will pay us great dividends in the fall.
All righty, next we'll go to Dan Hope from 11 Warriors. Dan.
Hey, Kerry, just to follow up on the bullet, if that's something that you guys decide to make a full-time part of his defense, what do you think are the advantages of having a hybrid guy like that out there on the field regularly?
Well, I think you have to make decisions based on game plan of how you're going to attack the offense based on how they're going to attack you. And so if you're playing in the spread game and you've got teams that are going to spread the field, throw the ball around a lot, you got to make sure that you have a plan to handle that. If you're going to play the teams that are going to pack it in and play with two tight ends and run the ball and those kind of things, you got to have a plan for that. What that position affords you the opportunity to do is to try to play both sets of personnel that the offense has to offer without necessarily having to change your personnel on first and second down. And so I love the way those guys competed this spring, Craig and Ronnie, and I'm excited for their fall, and I think it's going to be a piece of what we do, absolutely.
All right, let's go next to Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Kerry, I have yet another bullet question. curious, when you talk about Craig Young, you talk about Ronnie Hickman, those to us look like two very different kinds of athletes, like sort of like two sides of the same hybrid coin. Do you ultimately want like multiple options of the kind of athlete you would use at that position, or is the long-term goal to take two guys like that and sort of develop them more towards being the same kind of athlete, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that any time you're putting together a package, you're going to try to make sure that the defense is emphasizing your players' strengths and not exposing their weaknesses. And so while those two kids are different, and Court Williams would be the third piece of that puzzle, you're looking at different types of players. You're going to, when they're on the field, you're going to want to emphasize what they do best. And so I think it's a great question. It's a good study for how you're going to use personnel in the fall. Obviously, that's not something we want to get into great detail about, but There are differences in the skill sets of several of our players, and I think one of the things that we want to be able to do is not go out there and play with 11 guys. We want to be able to try to play. We've got a lot of kids, a lot of young talent, a lot of kids that are developing, and we want them to play, and we want them to play in roles that are going to where they're going to be successful, and use them to help us be successful.
Ready next up, Austin Ward, Leonard Monroe.
Gary, it seemed like Cameron Martinez had a solid spring and maybe is more comfortable over there on defense. Can you evaluate the work he did over those 15 practices and how he's looking in the secondary now?
Yeah, I thought he had a great spring. Had the opportunity mostly to play in that cover safety spot, played some corner as well. I think that the transition from being a great quarterback in high school to being a defensive back takes time. I think that his time has been really well spent. He has great body control, and he also has a pretty good awareness of what offenses are doing. And so he has some subtle things in his game that are maybe a little bit more unique. And so he took advantage of those things this spring. And you know, again, there's growth and development for all of our guys. This next 3 months is critical for them. But he had a good spring, and he's put himself in a good spot to be able to compete for good playing time in the fall.